You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The third month. Which one is third month? Sivan, Chodesh Sivan, the month of Sivan. They moved from Rephidim, was the name of a place, and then they came to the desert that is called Sinai. So Rashi HaKadosh asks, why we need to know that the previous stop was Rephidim? It says already, in the end of Parshat B'Shalach, we are informed that they moved from this place, and then they went on. So the question here is, the Torah should have informed us that they came to the desert. That's all we need to know. Why? Because they're getting ready that Hashem will speak with them. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that the same way that when they left Rephidim, that they did Teshuvah, they repented. So now when they come to desert also, they were repented. So now we have to find out what happened in Rephidim. What happened in Rephidim? What happened? I'm sorry? Rafui. What does Rafui mean?
Loose.
Lax, right? Weak. Right. So what happened there? How come this place is called Rephidim? The place of sourced, they call it. Weak. So now, at this place, something unfortunate happened. A very vicious nation attacked Am Yisrael. What was the name?
Amalek
attacked Am Yisrael. So why Amalek attacked Am Yisrael? Why? Because they doubted Hashem. And not only they doubted Hashem,
No.
It says in the Torah, they reached a downhill that even they wondered that if Hashem is among them or not. You know what that is? And then Ribono Shel Olam actually sent Amalek to punish us. That's what the whole concept of Amalek here is. The doubt. That's why if you add Amalek, you get exactly Safek. Safek means Shak and Tardit. They doubted that Hashem is supervising on them. So now here, when they arrived in Sinai, the Talmud is informing us that Ve'yis'u, what Ve'yis'u means, they moved on. That means they fixed themselves, they corrected themselves. Then the doubt went away. They were not wondering anymore. So what happened all of a sudden that they were not wondering anymore? How did the war took place? Who went to the war?
Yehoshua.
And what was Moshe doing?
Hands
up on the... Moshe's hand was up to the Shemayim. But why? Why?
To overcome the Amalek.
The hand, like this?
Yes.
Like this? So what are these people doing there? They're fighting with the enemy. And then... Shalom, shalom. What is this? It's a concert? What is the hand doing? Huh? So Gemara explains, as long as Am Yisrael, they were looking up, they were winning. They were overcoming the enemy. And it says that Moshe's hand became tired, and then they had to hold his hand. So that means when they were looking up and they had Emunah to Ribono Shel Olam, so then the enemy could not do anything to them. But when they were not looking up, then the enemy overcame Am Yisrael. See, there's an interesting Zohar HaKadosh that is brought, Adam HaRishon, when he committed a hit, something very unfortunate happened to him. You know what happened to him? I'm sorry?
He became naked.
No, Chas V'Shalom. No, the feeling, not that, you know. But what, anything happened to Adam HaRishon after he committed a chet? He became sad. Could be.
No, their eyes was open to see different way.
He shamed. He was unshamed. And that's why he hid.
Well, because Yitzhahara went in.
Yeah,
it was outside.
Yeah.
But it's a very interesting Zohar HaKadosh that is right that the physical status of Adam and Rishon before committing the head, his neck was like this, looking upward.
All the time.
Yeah. It was like this, always. So after he committed the head, the neck, the alignment, the shock, you know, it came down. You know what that is? So one thing that we learn from here, the Rosh Hashanah also has a remote control. I know you didn't know that. So before he committed the head, his head was up. And then after he committed the head, his head came down. What does that mean? Before the Yetzer Hara will be injected inside of him, he knew that any step has to be with a emunah chazakah. So it's such a strong faith that every step you take, are you sure? Ribono Shel Olam is there to help you. But after he committed sin, then this awareness was not there anymore. Then the head came down. And that's what here we learn. That on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, when Am Yisrael, they were just about to receive the Torah, had to be a revolution. And what was the revolution? They have to delete weakness in their emunah.
But they were in the highest level, they just passed from the room. So how could they
have... Beautiful point. Here we see in the country that people feel and they believe and they're waiting for a miracle is totally not true. Because miracles does not do anything for you. And they saw so many miracles. So many miracles. From the time that just about to come out a year before and go through the ocean and they're surrounded by the clouds of glory. Man came down. All of these things. They saw their enemy, you know. But this thing, how can you say, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? And the sign is, the miracle does not do anything for you. You know what miracle does to you? You know what that is, what it is going to do to you? What miracle is going to do to you? Miracle, what is it going to do to you?
Make you lazy.
Exactly. Miracle is going to take away your sense of freedom of choice. And it's the worst thing that could happen to you. It is the worst thing that can happen to you. Why? Because you have to build the emunah on your own. But when the miracle happens, then automatically you're pulled toward it. And that's the worst thing that can happen to you. And that's what we see, exactly. How can you just say, where is Hashem? All this time you saw Hashem with your own eyes. It says, when they went through the sea, even in the maid, even in Shifcha, he reached the level of who? The greatest prophet. Greatest prophet, Gemara says. So what happened? Disappeared. Went away. And that's what exactly here the Tasha is forming us. Before you be able to receive the Torah, you have to be strong your emunah. And that's why Vayisum Yerefidim is placed right before when they come to Har Sinai. That means all the blessing, all the brachot, the one expecting to be received, the first condition here is you have to be sure. You have to be so aware that Ribono Shel Olam is with you constantly. As you know, how many commandments we have in the Luchot? How many commands do we have in the Luchot?
Nine.
Nine.
The first one is like
statement of announcing.
The first one, what does he say? The first one. Anochi Hashem, Elokecha, Hashem Hoseidich HaMeres Mitzrayim. That's a command?
No.
It's not a command. So how come you say 10 commandments? Doesn't make sense?
No,
doesn't make sense. How many commands do we have?
Nine.
So why do you say 10 then?
Yeah.
You understand? So how come Hashem didn't say it like in a command form? The same way he says you have to respect your parents, keep Shabbat, and all of the other commands. So he says,
Hashem is very humble. He didn't say to
humble?
Yeah.
His command says 10 commandments. What does commandments mean?
Order.
Order, no? Commander. What is a commander? Commander is soft in you?
No.
So it's the 10 commandments. So that, to find out exactly what is the Anochi Hashem Elokecha is all about, you only could decide.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.